Merci beaucoup, Monsieur le Président. Well, concerning the remark that Russia is not present on Donbas region, I'm going to operate some numbers that we have, and we have proofs of this information, that first of all, terrorist groups, which consists of two military formations, which receive on a regular basis the assistance of behalf of the Russian Federation, they, their number is around 35,200 mercenaries. And concerning that Russian military forces, according to Russian delegation, that they are not present of on our territory, I want to mention that according to our statistics, we on the territories, on the occupied territories of Donetsk and Lugansk regions, are illegally located around 2,100 of Russian military troops. Well, and concerning the quote that we are violating the convention, I would like to quote back that according to Article 3 of the protocol, Russian Federation is responsible for mines, booby traps, and other devices which it used, namely on the on the territories of Donetsk and Lugansk region. Russia violates Article 3 of the protocol by using mines, booby traps, and other devices which resulted in a death of 482 civilians. This number starts from the year of 2014 up to now, and caused casualties to 1,300 civilians. In violation of Article 3 and 7 of protocol, Russia-backed terrorist groups use on the territories of schools, residential areas, improvised explosive devices. Therefore, starting from 2014, the State Emergency Service located about 1,832 of improvised explosive devices, and police of bomb squad of National Police of Ukraine located around 240 of such improvised explosive devices. I thank you very much for your attention.